This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Discussion on the budget for the financial year 2080 to 2081 continues in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. Hot air, Lu, continues to prevail in Tarai for next 5 days. And three shot as Israeli forces raid Ramallah on occupied West Bank. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dhal Prachanda has inaugurated the Lumbini cable car built with the investment of IME Group. He inaugurated the cable car by unveiling the copper sheet at Batam station in Golpark Bamghat, Butwal. This is the first cable car in Lumbini province, with a distance of about 3 kilometers from Butwal sub-metropolitan city 3 Golpark Bamghat to Palpas Tinau rural municipality 3 Vasantpur. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, parliamentarians gave their opinion on current issues. During the 0 hour of the House of Representatives, the parliamentarians drew the attention of the government to the need to bring federal civilization, uniformity in student fees, lack of medical and manpower in health institutions, and the fact that the Kulukan caste was not listed as a tribe. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, the discussion on the budget for the financial year 2080 to 2081 continues. In the meeting, parliamentarians said that since the budget presented the initial model of socialism, the government should pay special attention to its implementation. Parliamentarian Vinod Chaudhary, Prithvi Subba Gurung, Purna Bahadur Kharti, Ravila Michane, Rajendra Prasad Lingdel and others expressed their views that the budget was not progressive. The budget did not cover the private sector, the education and health sector was not addressed, and the budget gave the impression of a unitary state system. In the meeting, Member of Parliament raised questions that there was no coordination between the government's policies and programs and the budget, and that the rate of tax increase and the rate of revenue increase were the same. The Tarai belt of the country will continue to endure heat waves locally known as Lu for the next 5 days. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has urged the public to take precautionary measures, and the division has highlighted the abrupt rise in temperatures and its subsequent effects in the southern plains. This year's monsoon arrival in Nepal is expected to be delayed, prolonging the prevalence of heat waves. Meteorologist Govind Kumar Jha warned that temperatures exceeding 40 degrees Celsius have been recorded in several Tarai areas, resulting in a hot wave. The mountainous region will also experience a gradual temperature increase. Kathmandu Valley witnessed a minimum of 17.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum of 32 degrees Celsius today. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat has said the Securities Board of Nepal has its significant role in the investment sector. In his address to the 31st anniversary of the Securities Board of Nepal today, the minister was of the view that the share market had its special charm in the view of investment and income. So the roles and responsibilities of the board have obviously increased. It was the responsibility of the board to ensure the security of 5.6 million investors in the capital market, the minister said, hoping that it would highly prioritize its role and responsibilities and fulfill them accordingly. The minister utilized the forum to say that he was ready to extend full support to make the capital market healthier, comprehensive, more competitive and safer. 300 tourists, including players, will arrive in Pokhara on 2 charter planes from China on June 21st. The first international flight will take place at Pokhara International Airport. Airport Chief Vikram Gautam said that 2 charter planes from China have been scheduled to land in Pokhara. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dhar Prachanda inaugurated the airport on English New Year. After the instrument flight rule system came into operation at the airport on February 23rd, the way was open for international flights. But there is still no certainty of regular international flights. A couple died in a jeep accident at Raskot in Calicut this morning. District Police Office Calicut informed that 43-year-old man Bahadur Sahi and his wife 36-year-old Man Kumari Sahi, resident of Raskot 1 Laharila, died at the scene of the accident in Ras Municipality 1 Sera Bus Park when jeep met with an accident. 22-year-old Rita Singh Sahi of the same place was seriously injured in a car accident and was rescued by a helicopter and brought to the provincial hospital in Surkhet for treatment. District Police Office, Calicut Police Inspector Sarvaram Sarvaraj Bam informed that the accident happened while backing up the vehicle at Serabus Park. According to him, the vehicle fell down about 300 meters from the road. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. At least 6 people have been hospitalized, 3 with gunshot wounds, after Israeli forces opened fire on stone-throwing Palestinian youth during a raid by Israel into the Palestinian city of Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. A witness told the Reuters news agency that a large Israeli military convoy arrived in downtown Ramallah early today, the seat of the Palestinian government, leading hundreds of Palestinians to gather in the area. Israeli forces said to be on an operation to demolish a home in Ramallah fired live bullets, stun grenades and tear gas at the crowd of Palestinian youths who hurled stone, the witnesses said, while video clips uploaded to social media perpetrated to show Molotov cocktails thrown at Israeli troops. The Palestinian Health Ministry said at least 6 people were transferred to hospital for treatment, including 3 who sustained gunshot wounds. The Red Cross has warned that the breaching of a major dam in southern Ukraine will have a catastrophic effect on locating landmines. Thousands of people have already been evacuated from parts of the Kherson region as water continues to surge down the Dnipro River, which divides Russian and Ukrainian-controlled territory. Both Ukraine and Russia blame each other for sabotaging the Kakhovka Dam. 3 flood-related deaths have been reported in the Russian held Oleski. The town's exiled Ukrainian mayor told public broadcasters he believed there would be more casualties. The BBC has been unable to verify claims by Ukrainian and Russian officials. Millions of people in North America have been advised to wear N95 masks outdoors due to poor air quality levels sparked by intense wildfires in Canada. New York will begin distributing free masks today. Canada has said that people should wear a mask if they are unable to remain indoors. Officials warn that dangerously smoky conditions are expected to persist into the weekend. Much of the smoke is coming from Quebec, where 150 fires are burning. Officials said yesterday more than 15,000 residents are expected to be forced to evacuate in the province. It is already Quebec's worst fire season on record. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain partly cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places in Kosi province and hilly regions of Gandaki and Karnali province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather is likely to remain partly cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Kosi province. At present, there is general influence of local winds as well as westerly winds over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 18.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 32.1 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Discussion on the budget for the financial year 2080 to 2081 continues in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. Hot air, Lu, continues to prevail in Tarai for next 5 days. And 3 shot as Israeli forces raid Ramallah in occupied West Bank. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.